making sure you have comments, reviews, and the field you're part of, like following those comments and reviews, and let's try to lift this across the finish line in November.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
And then we'll let Mr. Carter work his miracles in the Water Authority. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Okay. Item 7 is deferred also to November 17th from previous action. We are on item 8, which is PR 2021-5566, site plan SI 2021-1212 for Rachel Matthew Development at 6441 Ventana Northwest. And the agent is Development Managing Consultants. And this is for the SAMS Academy Charter School. And if you could speak up if you're on the development team or whoever is representing this before the DRB today.
This is Ron Hensley, agent for the developer.
Thank you. Can you go ahead and give us your address and I'll swear you in?
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road, Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Do you want to lead out in updating us or is there someone else? Because I know it's hard for you in Zoom to see who you're with sometimes.
Well, I'll go ahead. It's this item was deferred to allow for the ZHE to make a decision and to allow us to submit some supplemental plans to address comment and to address concerns of transportation. And I think we've demonstrated that the project will have no adverse impact to transportation, and the submitted plans have addressed the comments.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hensley. And then this is where, let's go back, DMC, did you want to give comments? Then I'll just say, if you want to give comments, go ahead and introduce yourself with your name and address.
Steve Hernandez with Development Managing Consultants, AKA DMC, 9320 Manal Boulevard Northeast. And I do swear to tell the truth.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Hernandez?
Yes, I've invited to join the DRB meeting today, Madam Chair. Our engineer, our traffic engineer, Tim Simmons, and I'm hoping that he is on and will be able to address any comments, should we have any comments with respect to our recent submittal addressing the traffic concerns.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Simmons, are you present? I have a feeling we will be talking to you. I see you there, Tim Simmons. Can we go ahead and have you introduce yourself and give your firm an address? Okay, well, maybe he's not ready just yet, but if we'll go to him when we have those questions and get him sworn in. Is there any member of the public? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we are there. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8 at 6441 Ventana Northwest? You can raise your hand in Zoom, press star 9 if you're just on the phone, or unmute and speak up. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections.
Code enforcement.
For web code enforcement, no additional comments or objections at this time. Conditional use notice of decision approval was sent in.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sonnenfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. So I took a look at the landscape plan and it appeared they provided the revisions that we asked for in the past, which is an extended section along that trail in order to provide for the safety of the users. And there was just one other item that was not on the landscape plan or details anywhere that I could find. It was a note for per IDO section 56B, the or sorry, 56C5E, that is the organic mulch note that we're have been asking for on the plans. And I could, if it's not there, I didn't see it. If it's not there now, I can take it as a delegation item because it's pretty minor.
Madam Chair, Ms. Umfeld, I believe the resubmittal of your landscape plan included the note you requested. It's in the center of the landscape plan sheet.
Okay, and we can let Ms. Sommerfeld look for that while we continue on hydrology.
Ernest Dermejo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with an engineer stamp date of June 10th, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Other than including the civil detail sheet with the submittal, the remaining comment left was to address the concerns involving the queuing analysis and any mitigation measures if needed. There were some questions I sent out last Wednesday, a number of them asking for some clarifications and expressing concerns over backup into the street. We did receive a submittal. I didn't come in till 3:30 yesterday. I have had some limited time to look at it. And so I still did have some questions before finalization. It does appear that the analysis that was provided was more detailed and broke it out into driveways 1 and 2, as well as analyzing the worst case scenario. The analysis is a bit different from what was provided before. We feel that we may need some additional time to go through this. And I actually do have some questions that I was going to forward. So if you want me to start presenting some of those questions, I can, but I'm not sure if we can finalize that today.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Hansley.
The detail sheets requested were provided in the supplemental submit from September 24th. So those have been submitted. And I don't know what the questions or comments or how extensive they are. So I don't know if we could address them in this meeting or not.
Do we want to bring in the traffic engineer, Ms. Wolfenberger? I know they've been waiting and waiting to try to get this project done. Yes. If you think that a few concrete questions now could help advance this with the delegation, then let's go ahead and do it.
Well, yeah, let's just see first.
Okay.
Is Tim Simmons available?
Mr. Simmons, we see you in the room. Can you unmute? He must have gone off to do some other things. Let me give you this option, Mr. Hensley. You can either just defer to next week and this might be a lot easier, or if you really need to move today, because I know your team has been patient on this, we could move you to the end of the agenda and see if Mr. Simmons can join us then.
I just spoke with Mr. Simmons. He is on his way to his machine. So if you could give us just a moment, he might be.
All right. Okay. All right.
May I speak?
Sure, Mr. Hernandez. Go ahead.
Well, while we're waiting for Tim, I just want to thank, all the DRB board for having heard this case time and time again. And also for Shahab allowing us to come in and have some face-to-face meetings as well. I believe Mrs. Wolfenberger has really tried to help us, and I appreciate her comments. And the traffic, we have enough room in the parking lot. And she made a great comment that, well, can you do some double lane entrances and stuff like that? And we certainly could. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff we can do to help mitigate any traffic issues should they become traffic issues. All right. So I appreciate her comments, her suggestions. and certainly her hard work. So I want to make sure that the DRB understands that, the board. You know, we can't do this without you all, and we appreciate you helping us get this off of what I feel is a little bit of a precarious situation, because it is very dynamic, and it is, there's a lot of moving parts to this, but, you know, it's a small school. We have given some information here that is an absolute worst case scenario that, you know, we don't feel in any way, shape or form that would ever be the case. Yet, you know, our analysis that Tim, I hope, is on, that can speak to that, will exhibit that, you know, we don't really have much impact on the thoroughfares there. But if we did, once again, with staff being in the parking lot directing traffic, you know, they can bring in two at a time in each of the different entrances, should that need ever be.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hernandez. And I really like the tone of what you were saying, because that's how we like to look at ourselves at DRB, is we're your partner trying to make your project work. We're not, you know, we're not intended to be some, you know, gate you have to get through and struggle through, but we're here to help make your projects work. So I like that. It looks like Mr. Simmons is here. Mr. Simmons, can you give us your name, firm, and address?
Yes, thank you. My name is Tim Simmons with Civil Transformations, Inc., address 2929 Coors Boulevard Northwest, Albuquerque 87120, and I swear to tell the truth and no bad jokes.
I appreciate that. Okay, let's see what questions Ms. Wolfenberger might have about the circulation.
Thank you. So I just have a few questions. So I understand you are going to be busing in students. You confirmed that in your memo?
Correct.
Okay. So I think we would just need to show the bus drop-off location on the site plan. Sounds like there was some description of that in the memo. Of course, that's not something by itself that would hold up approval at DRB. It could be a delegated item, but the other ones are probably more major. So you also say 900 feet of available storage within the site in your memo for worst case scenario. I mean, did I say 900 feet? Did I say that correctly?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But I think in a previous site plan, it showed maybe more like 700 or 800 feet. I just need that confirmed. Are you accounting for 20, the correct queue length for each of the cars, which is 20 feet?
That's it's more than 20, actually, that's allotted for queuing.
Okay.
So the calculated queue is probably longer than it needs to be. Okay. The 900 feet was adding the two on the, let's see, attachment one of the memo, and both of those storage areas are labeled.
Oh, okay. I see the updated plan here, attachment one.
Yes.
So I think one of the major questions I have is when you calculated the worst case scenario, you focused on 11th and 12th grade, and I didn't quite understand that. Is that because the 11th and 12th grade students are on a different schedule than everybody else?
That is correct, Gene, that they are on a different schedule. However, in the worst case scenario, I just was making a point that they do have a staggered schedule. However, for the worst case scenario, they were included in the calculation. And okay. On page 3 of the memo, there's that table listing a total of 300 students. So that includes all grades attending at the same time. in that scenario.
And then you know your memo goes on in the to explain that in the situation that you have queuing back up. Let's see. The Irving could accommodate the traffic because it has two lanes. We do have some concerns on that about that. Just because I mean, in a discussion with Shahab last night, and I don't know if Shahab is here, but anyways, he was talking about the possibility of putting in a D-cell lane.
So just to clarify, Gene, that this was in the event that more of the arrivals occur on the Irving entrance, and if it were to exceed the available storage there, that it would be for a short amount of time. So again, it's a hypothetical situation, but given that there are two entrances and ample storage, you know, between the two, you know, I guess our point is that there's ample storage to accommodate queuing on site.
And we understand that. I understand the explanation too of directing more traffic to the other driveway. Yes. However, there is still concern about backup into Irving and the possibility of putting in a D-cell lane there on Irving.
I guess one thought to keep in mind is that this worst case scenario assumes that all the students would arrive at the same time, but being that it's middle and high school, we know in fact that they will have staggered start times. And then again, 11th and 12th grades are on an alternate schedule. So I guess, you know, that sort of compounds the issue, and it's still a hypothetical, but I guess it would require all of the grades to arrive at the same time. And that's really not plausible for this school.
This is Jean with transportation. Is the city engineer available?
I don't see him, Ms. Wolfenberger. I've been looking for him.
This is Maggie Gould. He did have another meeting to go to, so he has popped out of this meeting.
This is Ron Hensley. I would like to, and in reference to the D-cell lane, I would defer to our traffic engineer, but I believe that the adjacent lane traffic would warrant a D-cell lane under these conditions, even if the traffic backup did occur. But I will defer to Tim on that.
This is Tim once again, and that was sort of the conclusion that if again all the students arrived at the same time and it did exceed the queue space from the Irving entrance, that they could be redirected to the second entrance and still be accommodated on site. So in my opinion, I don't think any off-site measures would be necessary to accommodate that traffic.
Would you have personnel on site to redirect the traffic to the other driveway?
Mr. Hernandez.
Yeah.
Steve Hernandez, Development Managing Consultants. Not only would we have ample staff within the parking lot, but that staff will have the understanding that they can go ahead and start pulling in two lanes because of the ample space within the parking lot. All right. So as far as having them go around, certainly they could do that, but they would also be allowed to bring them in the parking lot and start creating two lane drop off, which again would be easily done and can be done in an instant. And Jean, thank you for that suggestion because it works well.
So what you're saying is you are intending to provide a double lane.
That's very possible, very practical. All right, our analysis at this point and our exhibits and our drawing just show the one. All right, show the one drop off, but we can easily do the double lane without any problem. Again, for the nature of the striping and the other stuff that's going to be on the construction drawing, you know, we're not going to show that on the drawing, but yes, we're prepared to do that, and staff will be instructed on how to make that efficient.
This is Chair Wolfley. Excuse me. This is Chair Wolfley. Let me ask one question. Ms. Wolfenberger, your comments included the need for the fire marshal approval. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is that an item that is delegated?
Madam Chair, this is Ron Hensley.
Excuse me, Mr. Hensley. I'm speaking with Ms. Wolfenberger. Thank you.
Yes, I had brought that up at one time. I don't know that I'd seen that yet. Had that been done, the fire marshal approval?
Okay.
This is Ron Hensley. The fire marshal approval was provided, I believe, in an email some time ago. I can provide it.
Okay.
Now, if needed.
You know, I think what I'd like to do is kind of give you a choice of either a deferral or a deferral on this agenda to the end. I think it would be good to let Ms. Wolfenberger process things and possibly have the city engineer return back to the meeting. So would you like to defer to next week or defer to the end of the agenda?
Madam Chair, this is Ron Hensley. I'm on the end of the agenda already, so it wouldn't
hurt you, huh? Mr. Hernandez?
Well, I'm fine with deferring. However, Mr. Simmons, I know he has other meetings to go to, and he's crucial to be here, yeah. I believe, within these meetings. So,
Mr. Simmons, are you available to stay with us? It could be.
Could be this afternoon.
It could be another hour and a half. We could defer you to the end of the regular items before sketch plot. So after item 16. But we've already taken quite a bit of time on this morning. We have a lot of applications still to review. So that's why I can't just keep indulging that conversation at this length.
Mr. Simmons, I can be available for this afternoon or a later time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons, can you repeat?
Yes, I apologize. I can be available.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 8 to follow number 16 on today's agenda?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Okay, and technically this is continuing the discussion of the case. So it's not to start the case over, but to continue the discussion of the case. Is that your motion?
Plain Carter Water Authority, that's the intent of motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Sommerfeld?
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I second the motion as described.
Thank you. Please vote.
Plain Carter Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to move item 8 to continue the discussion on it after item 16. And now I'd like to ask the DRB if they would like to take a 15-minute break, which would put us at 11:20.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I make a motion that we recess until 11:20.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Robert Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:20. Please turn your cameras off, mute your mic, and get up and enjoy some sunshine. And we'll see you back at 11:20. Thank you.